Well, good evening, everybody. Happy Wednesday, August 26th, our first ever National Healthy Happy Hour Day, and I did hear some people calling in with groups of folks on the line, so that's fantastic. So no matter where you're calling in from, no matter who you're calling in with, we're glad to have you on the line. This is our Wednesday night Meet the Owners call, and as always, David Sandoval is the star presenter, and he's going to be talking a little bit about an important subject of we are not doctors. I know I'm not a doctor. And if you've got pen and paper or iPad or laptop, you know, get ready to take some notes. I'm sure he's going to have some great information and also going to be answering some frequently asked questions about the PHP Academy. And so thanks again so much for listening. We got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the line tonight. And but the lines are nice and quiet. The call's being recorded, so we're in great shape. And I'm going to turn this call over to our owner and founder, the creator of the 10-Day Transformation and the formulator of our Purium products and Purium Lifestyle, David Sandoval. David, you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you very much.
All right, fantastic. It's all yours.
All right. Well, thank you, David. That is the other D, David Litt. Thank you so much for that. He is our VP of Marketing. And he has, as you know, our Tuesday and Thursday calls where we talk a lot about, you know, business building and recruiting and things like that. But on the Wednesday call, it's sort of my freestyle call. It's my Meet the Owners call. Sometimes Amy joins me, but she's busy, busy, busy. And I like to talk, so it ends up being me. So the bottom line is that we are in an amazing, amazing, amazing field. We're in the field of making people feel better, making people look better, and giving people lives that other people dream about. And I'm serious about that. I had so many comments, and I want to let you know that I don't mean this in any sexist way. But I had so many comments of how many beautiful people, beautiful women and men were at our convention. And I'm going to take partial credit for that because I have seen not only weight loss, you know, weight go down. I've seen confidence go up. I've seen, you know, the self-esteem go up. The confidence that comes when you know that you have a purpose-driven life, that you are helping people, and that your own life is improving as well. When your life is improving and you're instrumental in helping other people's lives improve, it is a pretty sweet spot to be in. And, you know, it's a spot that I enjoy, a spot I'm trying to create, and a spot I want you to be in as well. And when you talk about a sweet spot, it's like a hitter in baseball. When the pitch comes down the middle, you know, you want that sweet spot. You know, it's that spot on the bat where the bat hits the ball and you know that you're going to hit it out of the park. And the sweet spot, a lot of times, is right next to the strikeout zone. In other words, that you're just right off base. And just a little bit off base could get you a strikeout versus a home run. And we're in a business where we can't afford to strike out. What I mean by that is we can't afford to get on the wrong side of the right thing to do. And that means that there's some people who call me almost once a week, and you know who you are. You Facebook me, and you tell me, could you give me medical advice? My friend has cancer. You know, my other friend has this and that. And I tell you all the time, I'm not a doctor. I cannot give medical advice. What I will tell you is what Ann Wigmore told me. That if you want to become a great healer, you need to learn to heal yourself first. And the most important things about healing are nourishing the cells and detoxifying the organs. And when we nourish the cells and detoxify the organs, then we can become great healers. But she didn't mean that we could then tell other people that we could heal them. She simply meant that that was the key to being healthy. That if you could keep people nourished and detoxified, that they might never end up being sick. And so even telling people that a healthy lifestyle prevents disease is actually against the law. And I know that sounds crazy. It seems natural that you could tell somebody that eating healthy might prevent disease. But unfortunately, we can't use that word disease. So what I tell people is that, you know, that if you live right, that you want to live, our goal is to help people live a long life free from disease. Our goal is to help people live a long life free from disease. And there's nothing wrong with saying that's our goal, to help people to do that. But that doesn't mean that we could tell them, if you drink Power Shake, that you will not get cancer or anything like that. So I've got a little class that I teach at the PhD Academy, and it's called Are We Doctors? And so I'm going to give you a little insight into that, because I want everybody for one moment to realize we can help a lot more people. We can sell a lot more products if we never, ever talk about disease. And what's going to happen is we feel really, really good, because we know that when we take these products, our bodies respond. And we go to the doctor and our blood work gets done, and they check our C1-3 and they check our cholesterol, and we're blown away at how healthy our bodies are becoming. And so we want to go out and tell people, do you know that if you take this product, your cholesterol level will go do this, and your high blood pressure level will do that, and your diabetes will do this? But you realize that that's making a medical claim. So it's okay to share your success stories with your personal friends, you know, with your family, and you can pretty much tell them your story without concern. But when you go public with that on Facebook, that's almost considered an advertisement. And when you advertise that you're curing a disease or treating a disease or mitigating a disease, you end up on the wrong side of the law potentially. And we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of really, really good work to do. So I'm going to tell you about a mistake I used to make. I used to go in to a room of people, and I would start to tell them, do you know that 50% of women are going to die of a heart attack, and that the ones that don't die of heart attack, most of them will die of cancer, and blah, 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 blah. And did you know that, you know, and I realized that, one, I shouldn't be talking about disease, and two, no one wanted to hear Dr. Buzzkill anyway. I mean, who wants to hear somebody sit and tell them they're going to die of a disease miserably? That's not the space we want to be in. But guess what? When I went and sat in front of that same group of people, and I asked, who would like to lose 10 to 15 pounds? Who'd like to have their hair shiny again and their nails strong and have energy and focus? Who wants to feel motivated again? Every hand went up. Who wants to have their sex drive go up? Who wants to look better in clothes? Who wants to have their mind think a little bit clearer? And every hand goes up. But if I ask who thinks they're going to die of disease, no hands go up. So think about the sweet spot. Where do we want to be? We don't want to be in the wrong spot with people coming to us who are sick and have diseases, thinking that we are the answer, because we're not. We're offering false hope if we say we are. What we are the answer to is that they want to nourish their cells and detoxify their organs. If they believe that nourishing their cells and detoxifying their organs are going to give them an advantage, then we're here to help them. But, again, we don't play doctor. So here's the reason why. You see, I always joke around and say doctors always ask us to be patient because they are practicing. Think about it. We only want to go to a doctor in the event that we're ill, we're sick, or we have some emergency. And if we have a broken arm, if we have a heart attack, if we get into a car wreck and we have abrasions and open wounds, I want modern medical science on my side every single time. If I have a relative who needs an organ transplant or an open heart surgery, I want Western medical science on my side every time. If I'm looking for somebody to come into my life and to help me to eat better, to exercise, to have a better mental attitude, if I want somebody to help me change my lifestyle, I am not looking to modern medical science. Are you listening to me? Our job is not to be doctors. Doctors are interveners. Doctors are emergency people. Our job is to create healthy bodies. Our job is to get into people's lives and look for the people who are ready for us. To look for the people who are ready for us. We want so desperately to help people who are sick. We want so desperately to offer hope to those who are diseased. We want so desperately for the people that we love to have hope. But stop and think a second about yourself. If you have cancer, if you've had cancer, how much advice you get? How many well-intentioned people are telling you that you should go to Mexico and get Lantrol treatments, or maybe you should drink hydrogen peroxide, or maybe you should go to Canada and get some forbidden, you know, some forbidden type of herb there. And you're getting advice from every single corner. And it must be so confusing, and it must be so hard to follow all of that advice. And so here's the best advice that you could give. Find a holistic integrative doctor. Find a holistic integrative doctor and listen to them. Find one you could trust. And you have to realize that we have a lot to offer. My daughter asked me, she said, "Dad, how do you succeed at network marketing?" And I said, "Well, here's the way I would do it. I would go out and I would look for the people who are ready, for the people who know that they want what you have for them. And I would help them to connect with it. And I would do that in a way that I don't offend the people who are not ready." So the secret is to serve the people who are ready without offending the people who are not. And I want you guys to realize that there's a sweet spot out there for you of people who are ready. And so our subject tonight, you know, are we doctors and can we play doctor? I want to tell you what we are and why it's so amazing what we can do. Hold on one moment. I want to take a sip of water and I'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. My name is David Sandoval. I am one of the owners and founders of an amazing company called Purium Health Products. And we are dedicated to helping people who want to reverse and stop and fight aging. We are dedicated to helping people who want to nourish and detoxify their cells, to people who want to lose and manage and maintain a healthy weight, people who want to maximize their athletic ability without damaging their bodies. And we are dedicated to helping all four of those categories of people and beyond. But what we're not going to do is we're not going to be in the business of treating disease. And a lot of people have asked, can someone who is on medication do the transformation? And you know what? The answer is yes. The answer is a big yes, but here's the thing. They cannot do the classic transformation. They cannot do the detox. They have to do the lifestyle transformation where they get one meal a day. And here's the reason why. When you wake up in the morning to take your morning medication, you need to take it with food. And so, yes, that could be watermelon and a power shake, but at some time during the day, you're going to need that one meal. If you're on medication, to make sure that you're having enough food and the medication doesn't get concentrated in your blood. And so, in addition to that, you know, many people, you know, are not quite ready for a classic transformation. And even if you're not on medication, but if you find that you have a health condition, I always recommend that they start slowly and start with the lifestyle transformation. But here's what we are. We are naturopathic advocates. Now, pay very close attention A naturopath is somebody who believes in a 2,500-year-old tradition. A 2,500-year-old tradition that dictates that the human body is capable of achieving perfect health if we support and nourish it properly. Now, that means lifestyle. That's why we have the Purium Lifestyle Club. This is not the Purium Nutrition Club. It's not the Purium Supplement Club. It's not the Purium Exercise Club or the Purium, you know, Love Fest Club. It is the Purium Lifestyle Club. And the lifestyle means that you are not only embracing the power foods, the superfoods, and the herbs that Purium has to offer, but you are embracing the lifestyle advice as well. And I give a lot of lifestyle advice. Just read the brochures. Read my book. Tune in to these calls. And this lifestyle dictates that you know, clean out your household of toxic matter. Clean out your body of toxic matter. Fill your household with healthy things. Fill your body with healthy things. Fill your mind and detoxify it as well. Fill it with positive energy and positive nourishment. And so this lifestyle dictates that we take control of our lives. And so I want to tell you, we are naturopathic advocates. We are helping people to enjoy, respect, and embrace life. So here's the key. I'm going to teach you guys a big, big secret. It is called, and you saw the video, I hope, How to Talk to Your Doctor About Nutrition. And it goes something like this. Every single person who visits a doctor is entitled, now, is absolutely, by law, allowed to and should take an advocate with them. Remember that if you are impaired, if you're sick, if you're medicated, if you're weak, if you are intimidated by the doctor, then there's a very good chance you're not going to be thinking straight and asking the right questions on your own behalf at that time. So here's what you do. You bring somebody with you, somebody like me, somebody like you, and when the doctor says that you're going to be on X, Y, or Z medication, you say, I understand that that is your recommendation, doctor. I have a question for you. Could you please read to me each and every one of the potential side effects of this medication? And the doctor will try to tell you you could read those at home, and you say, no, I want to go over each of them with you. And there's going to be a lot. And as he tells you that there is going to be liver damage, as he tells you that there's going to be potential for, you know, renal failure and blindness and, you know, rectal bleeding and, you know, all types of lovely stuff, even death, perhaps, you're going to look at him and you're going to say, I do not want any of those side effects. And you know what my answer is? He's going to say, well, those side effects are very, very rare. And you're going to look at him and you're going to say, but doctor, so am I. And so I was wondering, since I'm so concerned about those side effects, is there an alternative? Is there a possibility that if I start eating better and exercising and meditating and sleeping better and taking care of myself better, is there a possibility that I could either reduce or eliminate that medication altogether? And the doctor will then answer you honestly whether or not that is the possibility. And if he says no, you may want to get another opinion. Because in most instances, the doctor should say yes. And we have seen, and we will continue to see, that when we do not play doctor, but when we work together with the doctor, we are going to build bridges into the community that we need to support us. And then those doctors will start telling people that they might want to modify their lifestyle and do what we're doing because they'll see that it works. And this has happened time and time again. So So let's not play doctor. Let's leave doctoring to the doctors, but let's do everything we can to encourage people to nourish and detoxify with our products. Let's do everything we can to get people to drop excess weight, to break their addiction to food, to stop with their consumption of processed food, to clean out the cupboard, to eat off of my approved food list, to consume superfoods, power foods, organic foods that are extremely efficient in their production, and the world's, you know, carbon footprint is a much better place when you consume foods of this quality. And so the question is, right now, there's a lot of noise being made. I don't know if you've heard, but there is a company that sells nutritional products that is being investigated right now for a number of reasons, of which one of them is that their members make medical claims, and their members make false claims about how much money could be made, and they say that they could cure cancer and these other things, and we need to make sure that we're on the right side of this, that we have a history of saying we don't play doctor, that we're naturopathic advocates, that we want to become a doctor's best friend, that we know how to talk to doctors, that we know how to search out and seek out the proper doctor who is naturopathically oriented, holistically oriented, what we call an integrative doctor. They practice integrative nutrition, meaning they are licensed in all of the necessary medical practices in order to give you that advice legally. And they also are very well versed in nutrition. And the more that we reach out to those doctors and show them what we can do with our lifestyle, the more those doctors are going to join our ranks. So, once again, my name is David Sandoval. You're listening to the Meet the Owners call. And I am trying to build an army of people who are like-minded, well-intentioned individuals. And whether or not you ever attend a Purium Academy or take an online course, this call right here is our connection. I will continue to educate you and share my knowledge with you every single Wednesday night, absolutely free, because this is our forum. And I will continue to answer frequently asked questions and to educate you about the quality of our products and to let you know one thing I'm very, very excited about, if you have not heard, is that we are making a donation for every single one of our skincare. We're for the first 5,000 units of our new skincare package, we are making a donation to the Smile Project. And this is going to help children who are born with cleft lips and palates and other facial deformities have normal, you know, normalized, features because of the plastic surgery that we're going to be helping to pay for. And it is our goal to raise as much as $50,000. Which could help as many as 200 children to have much better futures. And if you think the before and after pictures of people who have lost weight or used our skincare are amazing, wait until you see the before and after pictures of the children whose lives are going to change when we help them achieve their dream of having normalized facial features. You know, I'm very proud to be a member of Purium. I'm very proud to be an owner of Purium. I'm very proud to be associated with the amazing, life-changing people who I saw at convention, who I hear on this call. We have 500 people on this call tonight who are dedicated to what I'm dedicated to, self-improvement and making the world a better place. So let's learn from the mistakes of other companies. Let's not, as good as it feels to offer hope to somebody who is desperate and diseased, we must know that the only advice you could offer them is that you will help them to nourish and detoxify. and you'll encourage them to find a doctor who will support them, and you will go with them, if necessary, into the doctor's office to be that voice of reason that is so necessary. And so I want to tell you, we created something amazing. I don't know if you saw it, but at convention, we borrowed the refrain from a song, and it says, I can, you can, we could change the world. And then I wrote my own sort of freestyle verse that went in between. And I want to share just one stanza of that with you, so that you could see, you know, just the energy that we had, how we started that, and who we really are. And so, you know, I said that, you know, we were like-minded people, and we were here to change the world. And it sort of starts with, in a way, what I've seen. And so I wrote a little bit to tell you and share that with you. I said I close my eyes, and I hear the sounds of hungry children crying. I walked the streets and I saw the eyes of people who just stopped trying. I sat and held the hands of the elderly as they are slowly dying. And I told myself it's time for change. We have to stop the lying. You see, there's a lot of BS out there, a lot of people offering false hope, whether it be through pharmaceutical drugs or surgeries, or things that aren't necessary. We know that's out there. We know that there are some parts of the medical community that are not so savory, but we also have to learn to work with them, to educate them, to become part of the change that we seek in the world. And so I want to let you know that it starts with compassion, and then, you know, compassion turned into action. Emotion is energy in motion. Compassion is emotion. And so compassion is the right energy to put into motion. If you're going to have emotion, it shouldn't be angry, it shouldn't be jealous, it shouldn't be fearful. It should be compassionate, it should be passionate, and it should be about helping the world. But the healing officially, legally, that's the realm of doctors. But supporting healing, teaching people to nourish and detoxify and have a better mental attitude, and helping them to lose weight, which is, by the way, the number one risk factor for disease. We are definitely, ladies and gentlemen, Purim people, we are definitely healers, but we're doing it in a different way. We're doing it in the naturopathic way, in the holistic way, by simply teaching people to support their body and to unleash the healing energy that lies within it. But let's refrain from using words like healing and curing and mitigating, and let's keep ourselves in this amazing space that we are, that sweet spot of being able to lead people toward a long life free from disease by enticing them with beauty and weight loss and better sports performance and a longer life, more energy, more sex. All of that, that all comes with being energetic and healthy. And so again, my name is David Sandel. I appreciate the 500 of you who came to be with me tonight. We are a family of like-minded, well-intentioned people. We have a beautiful, amazing future of changing the world. And we're going to learn from the mistakes of companies like Vima. And we won't be afraid, because we're going forward with good intentions and proper training. So like I said, if you never take a PHP Academy, if you never do an online course or come to the Oasis to learn directly from me in that way, I will be here for you every single Wednesday. And for many of you, that's going to be more than enough. And for those of you, you know, who want a deeper, greater understanding, we're welcoming you to that 101st Monkey Club that you all know about by now. We're not going to spend any more time talking about that tonight, because as I promised, these calls end on time. So I'm going to unlock the phone line so we can say our good nights, our alohas, our arrivederchis, our au revoirs, ahui ho, whatever it is. Love you guys. And let's say goodnight.
Hello, hello.
Love you, Dave.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.